RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian Pavilion, the best participant in Montenegro. Jimbaran Festival 2016, a series of Earth Day. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Pavilion Teen Wonderful Indonesia designated as the best participant and received an award from the organizer of the International Tourism Exchange and Tourism Fair. Exhibition Director Dr. Rajko Bukovic said that Indonesia had been awarded as the best because they are deemed successful participants presenting the tourism potential of various aspects such as tourist destination, culinary and culture. The award ceremony was held in an exhibition hall attended by official media business and Montenegro. Indonesian Ambassador accredited to the Republic of Serbia Montenegro, Harry Kandao, remarked that Indonesia is very rich in tourist destination, culture and culinary. He highly appreciated the award and hoped that this momentum will further enhance the cooperation relation between the two countries. Throughout the history of the exhibition, Indonesia is the first Asian country to become a partner country. Jimbaran Hijau, the developer of the region Bali International Park BIP, jointly technical implementation office of education, youth and sport, South Kota Badung, commemorates Earth Day by organizing Jimbaran Festival or Jimba Fest on April 23, 2016. Director of PT Jimbaran Hijau, Putu Agun Priyanta, to the media in Jimbaran Bali said that the event is themed green education, art, culture and fun. The value of the theme is to encourage people of all ages and cycles to be more aware of the planet and the environment. The Jimba Fest 2016, which holds various competition pavilion participants, is the district level. The competition was held inviting students from 50 elementary sub-districts of South Kota and students from 56 kindergartens and every childhood sub-district of South Kota. These activities invite institution law and supporters to see the horticulture gardens inside Project Jimbaran and the grand opening of hydroponic gardening. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources built solar power plant with a capacity 150 kilowatts in Maibrat Regency West Papua Province. The development of solar power in the district Maibrat held this year in three locations has been already prepared by the local district government. The construction of solar power capacity of 150 kilowatt in Maibrat Regency is a program with the goal of Trans Indonesia or Indonesia Light program to meet the electricity needs of the people of Indonesia. The development in the Maibrat district targeted for completion of the end of this year. Indonesia Light program is not a project but a moment for Indonesia to address the electricity needs of rural communities in underdeveloped areas, border and island areas. Soldier of Kri Bung Tomo 357 incorporated in the maritime of Indonesia Military Tni Garuda Continent 28H UNIFIL or United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon received awards from the United Nations. Commander of Kri Bung Tomo 357 Marine Colonel Yayan Sopian explained that the award had been received in the Medal Parade, the ceremonial bestowal and embedding UN Medal or honors United Nations on 18 April 2006 at the Dotri Port at Beirut with Inspector Ceremony Marine Task Force Commander Rear Admiral Claudio Henry de Almeida Melo. since established in 2016, MTP has been helped by NEPI worship of various countries. The Indonesian continent to continue the tradition can be proud because previously as a participant since 2009. An earthquake measuring 5.5 on Richter scale occurred in the Mentawai Island, West Sumatra on Saturday, according to data on the website of the Meteorology Klimatologi Geofisik BMKG. The coordinates of the epicenter located at the latitude 4.47 and 94.30 BTN, or around 615 kilometers southwestern Mentawai Island of West Sumatra. The epicenter was also within 696 kilometers southwestern South Nias, North Sumatra, and 1,404 kilometers northwest Jakarta. The earthquake occurred at a depth around 10 kilometers. There are no reports about the impact of the earthquake in settlements. This earthquake was no potential to cause a tsunami. The last item. American Red Cross through U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, gives donation to Indonesian Red Cross to mitigate the risk of flood in Jakarta and surroundings, such as Bogor, Tangerang, and Bekasi. Representative of American Red Cross, Tom Alcedo, after launching of research results of infographic and pyrographic at Wisma PMI in Jakarta on Friday to Errori Foy, said that the project fund has been running for 3 years to mitigate the vulnerability of flood risk in many areas of Jakarta and its neighboring areas.
Collaboration between the American Red Cross and the Indonesian Red Cross, as well as the partnership between PMI, the Indonesian Red Cross, and the Bandung Institute of Technology is a really project, especially assisting PMI to add technical value in addressing issues related to flood risk of many communities in the greater Jakarta area. This project is funded through the American Red Cross through donations from the United States, not using government money, but donations from individuals and foundations. I think period of time the project is working roughly 3 years. The value is around $2.5 to $3 million.
Moreover, Tom Alcedo expected the donation will be beneficial to lessen the vulnerability of flood risk, especially for Jakarta communities and its neighboring areas, in rehabilitating the condition of victims, improving infrastructure and river drainage. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3.
What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review collected from some newspaper published in Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, it writes, blocking individual or independent candidate. Members of parliament attempt to interfere with independent candidates in the election of regional head in 2017. The parliament, as representatives of the people, should listen to the voice of the people in the discussion on the bills. Kompas poll results on March the 21st shows public positive sentiment is more addressed to individual candidates than party candidates. This situation is due to public sentiment against political party, which tends to decline with problems in political parties, including the entanglement of corruption. According to Kompas, the House move to aggravate the requirements for individual candidates is believed to add to negative public sentiment against political parties. The emergence of independent candidates is not only a way to contestation, it will also add to the quality of democracy in this country. After the conflict ended, individual candidates certainly need political parties in the parliament. Liz Daly is confident the parliament will listen to the voice of the people. Aggravating the condition for individual candidates, in addition to be in conflict with the Constitutional Court's decision, will also raise legal discrepancies. Next is Tempo newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, it writes, clarify rules of reclamation. Although it's a bit late, the government's decision to suspend reclamation project on the northern coast of Jakarta should be supported. This is the right moment to reorganize overlapping regulatory authority and the legal basis for the construction of 17 artificial islands in the northern coast of the capital, and also to clear up the environmental impact assessment for the construction of 3,500 hectares new land. Analysis of the origins of sand reclamation was allegedly stolen from the Thousand Island must also become the reform priority scale. Rules on reclamation is not clear. The three parties which have different opinions, namely the Jakarta Administration, Ministry of Environment, and Ministry of Maritime Affairs, finally sat down together. The business footing of the Environmental Impact Assessment EIA is obvious. The decision to review the Supreme Court rule related to EIA disputes on the reclamation project, which was published in March 2011. In the decision, it is mentioned if there are weaknesses in the reclamation process EIA, any policy change must go through a presidential decree. This means that there is no longer a decision of the minister or the governor of Jakarta governing reclamation environmental impact assessment. Tempo writes on the matters of who has the right to grant permission, the committee should ask the president to harmonize the legal umbrella on this. Well, that was Press Review this week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with an event on April 23, 1984. HIV was discovered. The cause of acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, the human T-cell leptropic virus 3, was discovered by Robert Charles Gallo. This discovery was seen as a monumental in medical world. The people with high risk towards AIDS are sexually active people, hemophiliac, recipient of blood containing HIV, and drug abuser. We move into 1987. PPP used Pancasila and star symbol for the first time. The fifth general election in Indonesia was held on April 23, 1987. This election was marked with some significant progress in political reform. Mentioned process, first all-participant party used Pancasila principle. The pro-second party symbols were changed. This change lessened the vote number for Unity and Development Party PPP. They only had 61 seats, missing 33 compared to the previous election in 1982. This great loss was contributed by the change of Kaaba symbol and Islam ideology into start in Pentagon. Meanwhile, other parties such as Golkar and PDIP had more votes through the change. We end today in history with the World Book Day on April 23, 1995. World Book Day was commemorated for the first time by UNESCO on April 23, 1995. The day is an annual event held by UNESCO to promote reading habit, book publishing, and copyright. Besides, World Book Day is also honoring the great works of William Shakespeare and Nicol de Cervantes. These days, people of the globe are invited to get closer to interesting works and writings. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is about the meeting between President Joko Widodo and European Union leaders in Brussels. After a visit to Germany and Britain, President Joko Widodo visited Belgium on Wednesday and Thursday. The focus of the presidential visit in Belgium are talks about economic cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union. For that, President Joko Widodo conducted a meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Parliament Martin Schulz, and the President of the European Council Donald Tusk in Brussels. In his meeting with President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, President Joko Widodo explained the political development in Indonesia. He also expressed the hope that non-discriminatory treatment can be applied to Indonesian palm oil or crude palm oil. And President Joko Widodo said that the issue of sustainability is a priority to Indonesia. On the same day, the President also met with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and President of the European Council Donald Tusk. During the meeting, President Jokowi was accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Economic Darmin Nasution, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Trade Minister Thomas Lembong, and Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi. On the occasion, President of the European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker said Indonesia is a key and strategic partner for the European Union. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo explained about Indonesia's economic growth that had reached 5% in the first quarter of last year. In a press statement, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia and the European Union have taken a step forward. Discussion on scoping papers of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which had been halted for years, may finally be resolved. The president said the scoping papers will be the basic for the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, negotiations, so the president hopes that the negotiations can be done immediately. At the end of the meeting, the president and the European Union officials issued a joint statement. It said that the European Union and Indonesia are ready to discuss the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA. The European Union and Indonesia also agreed to achieve sustainable forest management. The European Union will only purchase wood that has been legally verified. The deal has made Indonesia the first country to obtain a license on forest law enforcement, governance, and trade of the European Union. The announcement of the agreement was made after Indonesia had been deemed ready to implement the voluntary partnership agreement with the European Union. This cooperation agreement covers all products that are relevant to the forest law enforcement, governance, and trade license. Well, that was focused today on Indonesia and the European Union reaches agreement in Brussels. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Saturday 23rd of April 2016. While we start highlighting the headline of Kompas newspaper, Kompas writes, bribery in justice is systematic issue. The allegation of bribery to the clerk of Central Jakarta District Court, Edi Nasution, who involved the Secretary of the Supreme Court, Nur Hadi, indicates a systematic problem in the judiciary system in Indonesia. The issue is not separated from the slow pace of judicial reform governance. Vice Chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, Shout Situmoran, asserted in Jakarta on Friday that the arrest of Edi Nasution on Wednesday should really be understood until the fundamental problems. In the case of Edi, South Sumoran stated KPK suspects that Edi is not the only one who received the bribery from Supeno Arianto Dodi. Now we move to Republika newspaper. In its headline, Republika writes, Transportation Ministry set the tariff of Grab and Uber. Finally, the government has regulated the rules of transportation services using online application, including the matters of tariffs. These rules are set forth in Regulation of Minister of Transportation No. 32/2016 on the implementation of passenger transport on non-route. Director General of the Land Transportation at the Ministry of Transportation, Puji Hartanto, asserted that in the ministerial regulation which has been enacted on 1st of April 2016, the public transport such as Uber and Grab is not route. There are a number of requirements that must be met. They must work with transport companies that already have license of transport agencies. They cannot act as an agency of public transport, such as setting tariff and charging fee, recruiting drivers, and determining drivers' earnings. Well, listener, we come to an end with Media Indonesia newspaper. In its headline, Media Indonesia writes, integrated team of the Attorney General corruption hunting aiming at Major Fugitive Edi Tansil. Integrated team of the Attorney General Corruptor Hunting is still looking for a number of inmates who are in the list of wanted person, DPO. One of the targeted fugitives is Edi Tansil, convicted 20 years, who allegedly fled to China from Cipinang Penitentiary, East Jakarta in May 1996. Edi Tansil stole some money worth 1.3 trillion rupiah of Bank Pembangunan Indonesia or Bapindo through the company of Golden Key Group. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspapers published today on Saturday 23rd of April 2016. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hear news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Pavilion obtained Wonderful Indonesia designated as the best participant and received an award from the organizer of the International Tourism Exchange and Tourism Fair. Exhibition Director Dr. Ratko Bujukovic said that Indonesia had been awarded as the best because they are deemed successful participants in presenting the tourism potential of various aspects such as tourist destination, culinary, and culture. Jimbaran Hijau, the developer of the Region Bali International Part BIV Jointly Technical Implementation Unit Office of Education, Youth and Sport South Kuta, Badun, recommemorates each day by organizing Jimbaran Festival or Jimba Fest on April 23, 2016. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources built solar power plant with a capacity of 150 kilowatts in Maibrat Regency, West Papua Province. soldier of KRI Buntomo 357 incorporated in the Maritime of Indonesia Military Tenaga Garuda Continent 28H UNIFIL or United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon received awards from the United Nations. Commander of KRI Buntomo 357 Marine Colonel Yayan Sopian explained that the award had been received in the Medal Parade, the ceremonial bestowal and embedded UN Medal or Honor United Nations on April 18, 2016 at the Dock 3 port of Beirut with Inspector Ceremony Maritime Task Force Commander Rear Admiral Claudio Hendrik de Almeida Melo. Earthquake measuring 5.5 on Richter scale occurred in the Mentawai Islands, West Sumatra on Saturday. According to data on the website of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics BNKG, the coordinates of the epicenter located at latitude 4.47 and 94.30 BT or around 615 kilometers southwestern Mentawai Island of West Sumatra. That's news. In brief, from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to adon-adon choro, a typical beverage from Jepara, Central Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, every region in Indonesia has typical beverage which is suitable to be served in rainy season or at night, such as bandrek, bajigur, and many others. In Jepara, there is also a typical beverage, namely adon-adon choro. The name of this beverage is quite unique because choro in Japanese language means crockers. Absolutely, crockers refers to distinguished animal. But you do not have to worry, because adon-adon choro beverage is not from crockers. Listeners, adon-adon choro beverage is made from ginger, palm sugar, coconut milk, young coconut which is burnt, water, pandanus, and herb, as well as spices. Adon-adon choro beverage flavor is not quite spicy and sweet. Its texture is a little bit thick, so that it makes satisfied. Because the beverage contains many herbs and spices, it is also called herbs from Jepara. Adon-adon choro beverage is believed to have efficacy to make human body warm and fresh. Because of that, this beverage is suitably recommended to be drunk by sick people. Listeners, to make adon-adon choro beverage is not quite difficult. Firstly, you prepare all materials. Then all materials are boiled. To serve the beverage, pour boiling water into a bowl and add 1 spoon herbs and spices. If you do not like herbs and spices, it's okay. Listeners, adon-adon choro beverage is easily to be found. You can find it at the north of Jepara City Square. At the square, you can find stalls which are provided by local government to sell Jepara typical foods and beverages. Usually, to drink adon-adon choro beverage is more enjoyable if there are some snacks. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be on the World Books and Copyright Day. Besides via shortwaves, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. The World Books and Copyright Day is celebrated every April 23rd. This year, Wakatobi, Southeast Sulawesi Province is celebrating it by building a floating library on the port area of Wanchi in Wangi-Wangi, Wakatobi District Capital. The library head, Siti Jailila, said the floating library is to be built in Wanchi port area and will utilize the mobile library ship, which is not operating anymore around the islands in Wakatobi. The purpose of building the floating library in Wanchi port area is mainly to serve the workers and fishermen at the ports so they can use their spare time by reading books in the library. This is in accordance with the purpose of the World Books and Copyright Day celebration, which is none other than to encourage more people, especially the youth, to feel the fun of reading books, in addition to appreciate those who contribute in the realm of literacy, from authors, publishers, libraries, to the bookstore. Such is the importance of books for mankind that UNESCO encourages everyone, especially the younger generation, to begin to cultivate reading, because reading can contribute to the surrounding social and cultural life. Along with the times, books have also undergone many changes in form. But the most important thing is, in whatever form, printed or electronic books, books may still be the key importance in education. The success of the World Books and Copyright Day relies on the support of all parties. Happy Book and Copyright Day. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs. From the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Raisa, a singer who has complete name Raisa Andriana, has a plan to release a new album entitled Handmade on 27 April 2016. The album has a title Handmade because she does all of it by herself. Beginning from writing song, choosing song, musical instrument, processing of production until labeling. Listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Kali Kedua, sung by Raisa. Enjoy the song.
Jika wangimu saja bisa memindahkan duniaku, maka cintamu pasti bisa mengubah jalan hidupku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi. Oh,
saja bisa mencuri detak jantungku, maka pelukanmu yang bisa menyapu seluruh hatiku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi.
In Raisa's new album, there are 9 songs from 11 songs which are composed by her in the album. So according to Raisa, this album is maturation for her career. Since creating many songs in this album, she feels to be able to pour all emotions out in every song. Kali Kedua song, which was composed by Dewi Lestari, has chosen by Raisa to represent her songs in her new album. The song tells about her love story with her lover, Kenan Pierce. The story is about the second chance to be together and reconnect after it was aground. Listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Percayalah, sung by Raisa featuring Afghan. Enjoy the song.
Segalanya yang dapat pisahkan kita berdua. selamanya kita akan bersama. Takkan ada keraguan kini dan nanti, percaya.
Listeners, that was the second song entitled Percayalah, sung by Raisa featuring Afghan. Because of taste in music, voice, color, and singing style, which is almost similar, Raisa and Afghan decided to collaborate to be duet partner. In 2013, they created their song and it was arranged by Ari Aro Renaldi. Although for 2 years, they did not sing a song entitled Percayalah, Afghan and Raisa still memorized the lyrics of the song. Finally, the song was released on 2nd November 2015. The song became an original soundtrack of film entitled London Love Story. Raisa hopes the song can present romanticism nuance and becomes a song which also depicts day full of love. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to songs entitled LDR and Mantan Terindah. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Berarti akan kuarungi ruang sekejap saja. Seandainya sewaktu dapat mengerti, takkan ada rindu yang terus mengganggu. Kau akan kembali bersamaku. Sekejap saja, seandainya sewaktu dapat mengerti, takkan ada rindu yang terus mengganggu. Kau akan kembali bersamaku.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Mengapa engkau waktu itu putuskan cintaku? Kita tak akan pernah satu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Dirimu buatku selalu penasaran, terkadang menjauh, terkadang buatku tersipu. Malu manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu harus bagaimana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.